from KQED.
First, let's establish something we've all heard by now, that here in the Bay Area, as in a lot of places, clean water is at a premium.
We're basically at the limits of our current water supply.
This is Dick Luthy, a professor of environmental engineering at Stanford. And he says there are several reasons: rising population, climate change, policy battles over farms and endangered fish. But the important thing to understand is that our current water system, where we get it and how we use it, has to change.
What we're realizing now is that the ways of the past are not the ways of the future.
So that's the backdrop for this new water plant I went to see recently. It's in Alviso, a flat industrial stretch of land at the very southern crook of the San Francisco Bay. Giving the tour was Crystal Yesman, an engineer with the Santa Clara Valley Water District.
So we're following the water here, and this is the beginning of our plant.
When it comes online, the plant here will produce 8 million gallons of purified water a day. And what Yesman emphasizes when she shows people around are all the high-tech ways that this water is treated.
So the water comes from the auto strainers, where it has strained it down to 300 microns.
Eventually, these strainers will take out anything bigger than 1 micron. That's less than a hundredth of the width of a human hair. And that's just the first step.
Downstream of that are a cartridge filters to get it ready for reverse osmosis.
Reverse osmosis can eliminate the tiniest of contaminants, things like viruses or traces of pharmaceuticals. Then finally, the water gets zapped by ultraviolet rays to scramble the DNA of anything that might be living in it.
We are removing 99.99% of all pathogens.
When this water comes out, it's cleaner than snowmelt, cleaner than tap water. Now, there's one thing you haven't heard about this plant yet, and that is where this water comes from.
I smell something right now.
Well, we happen to be very close to a landfill.
This is Marty Grimes, a spokesman for the plant, and we are not just close to a landfill. There's also a wastewater treatment plant across the street. In fact, that is where this water will come from, a place that smells a lot like a toilet.
Gosh, do you have to put it that way?
Yes.
Wastewater is not necessarily a pretty business, but let me tell you, the result from our plant is going to be pure, clean water.
No one's going to drink this water, at least not yet. It'll flow through special purple pipes to be used in landscaping and industry. That's not new. San Jose has been recycling water for more than a decade. But this water will be much cleaner. Theoretically, you could drink it. And that is a tantalizing possibility, says Marty Grimes, because the raw ingredient, sewage, is basically boundless. And hey, it's local.
This water is ours. No one can take it away.
But water recycling has been a tough sell here in California. San Diego's recycling plan nearly died when the mayor uttered the three most dreaded words for this industry, toilet to tap. So how do you convince people that recycled water is safe to drink? Brent Haddad is an environmental engineer at UC Santa Cruz, and he says water recycling isn't an engineering problem, it's a psychological problem. And one thing that can help is what he calls psychological cleansing.
You have to break the memory or the line of history of the water.
Yes, rewrite the history of the water. Edit out the part about sewage. And one way to do this is to take recycled water and put it back into nature. Say, a river.
That river is something that's comforting to people, and we don't have to think anymore that it was passing through a city. We just begin the history of that water in the river itself.
In fact, state regulators currently require this. It's called an environmental buffer. So that's what's happening in Southern California. Mike Marcus is the general manager of the Orange County Water District, home to the largest water recycling facility in the world.
We put it back into the ground, and then eventually it becomes a part of the water supply.
Instead of a river, his district uses an underground aquifer, where the recycled water mixes with other water and eventually gets pumped up, retreated, and then piped to people's houses. To get locals to accept this system meant explaining it over and over and over again.
We went to our local state elected officials.
They talked to anyone who would listen.
We went to the health and medical community.
Doctors, hospitals.
We also went into the minority community.
Environmentalists, rotary groups.
We talked to the sons and daughters of the American Revolution, scouting troops.
This whole process, it took 9 years. Now, the irony, of course, is that when you put recycled water back into the ecosystem, it actually gets dirtier, and it has to be treated again. So I asked Marcus, what's it like to put that beautiful, clean water into a hole in the ground?
How does it make me feel? Frustrated, I guess you might say.
So he reminds himself that winning people over is a process, one that is just beginning here in the Bay Area at Alviso. When this plant opens up, the pristine water is destined for golf courses and power plants. But who knows? If laws and public opinion change, it could be there for drinking, too. I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
Support for KQED science and environment coverage is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Videz Family Foundation, the Wincote Foundation, and the Amgen Foundation.